All right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, my name is Matt Ryan. Always great catching up with Shantaya. Shantaya, how are you doing today? Thanks so much for your time.
I'm good. How are you, Matt?
I am well. So it's a big day for you. Very busy. Congratulations on the new song called Hungover You. I've been listening to this one. I love it. It is such a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about your brand new one and kind of how it came to be written?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you. First off, it was such a fun one to write. I wrote this with Vanessa Marie Carter, which is a fellow Canadian girl from Ontario, and then she brought in a friend, Tyrone Carricker, who plays guitar for her here and there, but also plays guitar for Sam Hunt. He's Sam's right hand man. So Tyrone really brought a Sam Hunt guitar vibe to the room,
right,
which I love. I'm a huge fan of Sam Hunt, so
right.
It was really cool to write this one with Tyrone because of his guitar skill, and so it was such a fun write. I brought the idea in a little bit different initially, and then Vanessa and I kind of just massaged the title and the hook a little bit, and we really talked through storyline and just how being kind of like hung up on somebody could also mean you're like hung over them, and
yeah,
it feels
like
a constant heartbreak hangover. So
yeah
it's hung over you, baby.
I love it. So I was actually gonna ask you about the title of the song. So it's not like you have this title kind of in the archives for a little bit. This title kind of came to you as you all were writing this song.
Well, initially it was actually, which we put in the bridge, Heartbreak Hangover was the initial thought that I brought into the room, and we were able to, it was really the premise of the song. I really wanted to, embody this, like feeling like you're just, hung up on somebody. And
yeah,
I think I even maybe said that, and Vanessa was like, well, is there a play on words here? Like where you're hung over you. And I was like,
gotcha.
That's brilliant. I love that. So big credits to Vanessa for taking my crazy brain and helping me organize it a little bit.
I love it. Again, joined right now by Shantaya. Now I know recently you were out on, I don't know how recently, but in the last little bit, you were out on tour. I know you were touring with Raquel Cole and the Washboard Union, and it was kind of your first big kind of tour. I'm just curious, we haven't really chatted since that. How did that all go, and did you have a good time out on tour?
It was amazing. Yeah, oh my gosh. It was like the coolest first tour experience. The Washboard Union guys were so incredible. Raquel really put me under her wing. She'd already been out on the road with the Washboard for like 20 some shows, so she really kind of brought me under her wing and showed me the hoops and the ropes. So it was so much fun just getting to know everybody, and getting to kick off that show every night was a challenge in the best way, like getting the crowd hyped up for Raquel and for the Washboard Union. So it was so much fun.
That's good. That's awesome to hear. Shantaya, moving forward here in 2022, are you playing some live shows around Nashville, maybe around the U.S. a little bit? The rest of the year looking like for you?
The summer is looking more like Canada, but that's
okay
with me. I'm heading back on Monday, getting ready for a show at Dauphin's Country Fest on Canada Day. So, and then over to Calgary for a show with my friend Dan Clapson, who puts on the Blue Jay Sessions. He's putting on a show at his event space, Prairie Emporium, called The Outlier. So tickets are on sale for that. We're really excited that's happening July 7th. And a couple other shows that I'm not able to announce yet, but so excited that this summer is really turning out to be a busy one, which is going to be so much fun.
That's awesome. I'm loving to hear that you're coming back playing some live shows here in Canada. Very, very cool. And just kind of before I let you go here, I know the voting is not taking place anymore for the top of the country for the CCMAs, but maybe you can talk a little bit about that. And do you know when kind of decisions might be made to hear kind of how the voting results took place?
Yeah, so we haven't heard back yet, but I think they're announcing July 5th, so a little time yet for us to all kind of find out about it. And really just so blessed, and I feel so loved and supported by my peers and my fans and friends and family, because everybody was just so committed to the voting process. It's such a huge opportunity to be a part of this contest. Top of the Country with SiriusXM is one of the biggest country competitions in Canada, and just really build a platform for emerging artists. So, so cool that I was even, you know, picked for the top eight. So it's just a matter of time to find out if I make it into the top three, and hopefully we'll hear something soon.
Awesome. Yes. Again, fingers crossed for you making it to the top three, which, again, there will be a show then, the CCMAs. A lot of stuff comes along with that. So here's wishing you all the best, Shantaya. I know this is a very busy day for you, releasing a brand new song. You're talking to so many here today. So I really appreciate you taking some time to chat. And I wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. Thanks, Shantaya.
Yes. Thanks, Matt.